Welcome to From the Horse's Mouth, the official podcast of Providence Day School, bringing you spirited, informative, and entertaining conversations from the global PD community. Now here's our host, a familiar face and a voice on the PDS campus, world language teacher Jay Barron.
Good morning, and thanks for coming in to talk to me today on From the Horse's Mouth, PD's podcast. That is actually the name of it. You guys get to be the horses today. We're going to talk about global education at Providence Day, a topic near and dear to my heart. With me today are Jeremiah Rosenfels. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning.
History teacher and head of global education at Providence Day. What is your title?
The coordinator of the Global Studies Diploma Program.
Perfect.
I'd go with GSD.
GSD. Right. And there it is. And we're also joined this morning by two Providence Day seniors, Spencer Wood. Good morning, Spencer. How are
you?
Good
morning. I'm doing well.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
And Kayla Fernie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Muchas gracias. Muy bien. Anyway, we'll try to resist the Spanish this morning, even though it's global. But I just want to start off by asking you two, if I could, about why you got into the Global Studies program as freshmen, correct?
So initially, over the summer going into my freshman year, I traveled with my family. So that's been attractive to me, but I never really knew too much about the Global Studies program until Dr. Fouché came mm-hmm. to the freshmen and kind of explained it a little bit, and that's kind of what prompted me to join it.
So you didn't really know what you were getting yourself into, but here you are, you're a senior. I'm curious to know, how's it going? How has it been?
Oh, I love it. I feel like I've learned so much. There's been a ton of classes that I've gotten to take that I probably wouldn't have taken without it. And I've learned a lot from those classes. I'm actually in Mr. Rosenfels' Global Issues, Europe and the Americas class. We have an exam on Friday, so hopefully that'll go well.
Good luck.
But yeah, I mean, other than like classes, I've also had the opportunity to travel a lot and just learn a lot about different cultures and different people. And it's really given me a greater understanding of the world, I feel.
Kayla, how about you?
It's a little bit of a similar story for me. I think I was new to Providence Day my freshman year, so I didn't know a whole lot about GSD coming in because as a new student, I didn't know a whole lot about anything. But once joining my freshman year, it was probably second semester that I started to hear more about GSD because I had some friends in the program and they were talking about all the cool opportunities like the on-campus speakers and the off-campus events and just the different cultural experiences that GSD provides. And so I think that's what initially interested me was all of the opportunities. And then kind of similar to Spencer, I started to love it more and more as I got further into the program. I think one of my favorite things has definitely been just all the different opportunities it provides, whether it be on campus or off campus, because most PD students, while it's open to the whole school, they don't always know about all the opportunities that GSD provides.
Do you ever find yourself talking to other students, almost trying to evangelize a little bit, like you should come to these programs or you should get more involved or things like that?
Mm-hmm, for yeah. sure. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of the events that GSD hosts, like we hosted last year, two different forum discussions. One of those was the Second Amendment discussion. The other was the genetic engineering discussion. And a lot of the times GSD will plan those. So GSD students can be a part in coordinating and being the organizers and administrators for those events. But then we definitely open it up to the whole school because we're wanting to involve all different students and perspectives in those events for sure.
Well, I really appreciated what you said when we talked about the Second Amendment event in particular, because it's such a heated topic. Mm-hmm. And so a role for GSD hopefully is to bring people who have different opinions together. Can you say more about how that kind of played out after the event?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So initially, the Second Amendment discussion for the GSD leadership team was kind of sparked after the Parkland shooting, because obviously there were lots of different opinions on campus, lots of emotions and feelings, and we really wanted to find a way in which we could bring all of those different opinions and emotions together in a productive and civil manner to try and talk about it and educate one another and kind of reach common ground maybe for some solutions that we could try and implement. And I think at first we just thought it would be more of a casual discussion, but it actually turned into something really, really great. We ended up having it was about 10 inner circle discussants, which were the people actually having the conversation. And all of those people came extremely well prepared with research and facts to back up their opinions.
And then everybody else was sitting around the outside and listening.
And there was a lot of education going on just in general. And it was really more of a civil discussion than an argument, which I think is so important today and how divided the United States is, to really have those civil discussions where you're listening to other people. And this Second Amendment discussion was just one example of the many different things that GSD has had like this.
I love it. Mr. Rosenfels, what are the main goals of GSD in your opinion? We're talking already about global issues. We're talking about things that are closer to home. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that at the heart of it is this idea that every human being deserves respect and dignity. And that, I think from there, everything else radiates. And that means when you're, again, disagreeing with people about maybe a political issue or seeing people across the world who might act or behave differently than you, you have to understand that they come from a place too, just as you do. They have a story too. And so by whether it be listening to people here or researching, or better yet, listening very carefully to people outside of your circle, then we can not only appreciate who they are, but also maybe better see ourselves. If we're going to have difficult discussions, which we must do, we cannot have these discussions with people we agree with all the time. We see where this is taking us, not only here, but across the world. Mm-hmm. We see polarization across the world, both in terms of economics, in terms of politics, and societies. So we must have these difficult discussions. If we can, maybe we can model those for not only the students here for future use, but also for other schools. And possibly other societies, maybe someday, if we can keep getting better at this. So in that, I think that we can gather a better kind of global mindset of how we approach problems.
And speaking of other societies, other schools, I know you had a chance to go to the Round Square
conference. Yes, in Lima, Peru.
In Peru. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That was an unbelievable opportunity. So we went there. We got to do a ton of different cultural activities. We had the opportunity to actually go into a community that was devastated by the 2007 earthquake. And so all the houses were just destroyed. So they were all just living in huts, and they've been living in huts ever since then. And so we all got to come together and build houses for them. And that was such an eye-opening experience. I mean, it's kind of cliche saying it's eye-opening, but when you're actually like in the setting, like surrounded by all these people who are just like, they're living life, they're still enjoying life, they're having a great time, and their houses are just like made out of mud, and you actually get to interact with them and help them build an actual house and paint on the walls images that they ask you to. We got to paint Spider-Man on their house. We got to paint like Minnie Mouse on their house. And you see these little kids who just like light up when they see us. And I had the opportunity to like play with like the little boys, because they were so much fun to play with. They're so happy. I mean, we had a language barrier. I couldn't communicate.
Did you
them.
Learn a little Spanish, Spencer?
So I took Spanish from 6th through 8th grade. So I have a little bit of a base. I don't know. Like I couldn't have a full conversation, but I could say the basics to communicate a little bit. But it was interesting to like, even with the language barrier, we were still able to just kind of like play, and I was able to like lift them up and just have fun with them.
So. It is interesting how when people are just together, right, they're just people. And the fact that you can talk about those things in a class is one thing, but the fact that you got to live that first person, that must have been so impactful.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. I'm curious also to know, is it hard for you guys, now you're seniors, but fitting in all of these activities and all these classes? Let's talk to an imaginary 8th grader who's thinking about this. What have you learned through that process of how you need to organize yourselves just to do everything that you've been able to do? Kayla, what do you think?
I definitely think it's been especially hard for me, just because I've loved everything GSD, all of the courses, all the different curriculum, and I've really wanted to try and fit everything in, obviously, in order to meet the requirements for the diploma. But I'm also extremely interested in STEM, so I've loved all of the AP sciences and math courses. And so being so interested in both of those things has definitely provided quite the challenge for me in fitting into all of those into my schedule. And so any advice that I would give to an 8th grader would definitely be to plan ahead of time, because especially if you have a lot of varied interests, it's very important to make sure that you're going to have time to do all of these things, because there's not an infinite amount of time in the school year. And you really want to make sure that you're getting maximum benefit and enjoyment from all the courses that you're taking. So I would definitely say plan ahead of time. Summer courses are always a great option. I took comparative government and politics over the summer with Mr. Compton. And that was a great decision that I made, because it opened up a slot for me to take AP chemistry this year. So I really think planning is just the main thing that I would advise. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Ms. Rosenfels?
Well, right now the program is changing. And of course, these changes that are happening now are really kind of course built on those who came before us. So it's improving. And part of that improvement does come from seniors like these who give us feedback, not only in their, well, we have an exit interview in the final component of their global leadership class. So through those exit interviews and through that feedback, we have turned now to a portfolio program whereby students are doing much of the same work, both in the classroom and outside the classroom, travel, hosting, Model UN, global speakers, all these things are still happening, but now they're more aware of why. Why are they doing this? And that goes back to the competencies that we have established as part of the PD passport. And so as an output to that, and as part of the process, they are able to curate their own portfolio, which speaks to those competencies, and see that all their work they're doing is not only living in Google Drive, kind of hiding behind these pages, but also now up front and center as part of their identity. Of course, Snapchat and Instagram are really important pieces to identity online, but maybe we could argue this is more of a constructive part of their identity. And then, of course, later on, we hope that universities and colleges will look at these and see the great work that we're doing here and allow them to pursue opportunities that they might not have had access to without that.
Well, I think that's exactly right. As the proud father of a ninth grader who has begun to build her global studies portfolio, it means you're going out into Charlotte. You're going out to see what's here. You're thinking about traveling a different way. We went uptown to go see the Ola festival, and we stumbled into an Indian festival that happened to be on one end of Tryon, and then the Latin American festival was on the other end of Tryon, and it was a little overwhelming, but it was a great day, and enjoyed every bit of it. So let's speak frankly, shall we? Global is a buzzword at Providence Day. Do we have a little too much global? Do we use the word too much? Does it lose its meaning sometimes? What do you think?
I'll start. So I do think it has become kind of a funny term that we throw around. You know, everybody has to know kind of why they exist. And starting back in 2002 with the head of school and the head of upper school, they decided that they're going to become a global school. And now, obviously part of this is not only telling our families and parents about who we are, but also there's a bit of marketing in that, that this is what we stand for. And if it can be maybe a little bit over the top, such as the Global Cafe, then obviously students poke fun at that. But on a serious note, I think that there has been a valid critique that if we're looking outward, and I think if the perception is that if global means outside of the United States, outside of Charlotte, outside of our personal lives, then why aren't we looking more inward?
I mean, I think that students definitely poke fun at how often global is used. It's often become a subject of PDS memes, talking about when the new building was built, how we have a global cafe, but there are just muffins in it and nothing super global. And just, yeah, it's definitely become somewhat of a buzzword. And I think that although it is poked fun of, I really do think that if you look at Providence Day compared to maybe some other schools in Charlotte and the community around us, I do really think that we emphasize a global mindset in a good way. And even saying that, I mean, it seems silly, but it's true. I think in all of my classes, there really is somewhat of a global perspective that's kind of from all of your teachers, whether it be science, math, even a GSD teacher. I think that, yes, it is poked fun of. And because it's funny, I mean, we have a global cafe with muffins, like I said. But I do think that although it may be overused sometimes, I definitely think that there's a sense of globalism within our community that's really beneficial. And yeah, I definitely think that there's some global. Mm-hmm.
If I may, though, I have to say the coffee is really good. And I think good coffee is an essential component of globalism, I would like to say. But anyway, Spencer, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Kayla. I think it's important to have a little bit of comedy when and make fun of yourself. And I think that honestly, it could be even better for the program having all of these jokes and stuff about it, because it kind of raises awareness and makes people kind of think about it. Like, why is it named global? Like, why do we say global in everything? Like, why do we always make fun of it? And I think it kind of makes people jump into it, and kind of, even if people like maybe disagree with it, they kind of want to get a greater understanding of it. So I think it's a great thing, even though it's kind of making fun of it in a little bit of a way. But
we shouldn't take it too seriously.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I say one more thing about these two students?
Yes, you may.
For one, it has been really a pleasure to meet Spencer first this year in this class. And I'll have both of them next year in global leadership. And to see students who speak with a maturity, with a true interest and care and compassion for what's going on in the world, but yet here they are in Charlotte, they actually have no reason to reach outward, to look outward. They don't have to do anything. You know, they have, they're wonderful, very talented and skilled young people, but they choose to make that decision. And on top of that, I've worked now with Kayla for the last 2 years, and she is part of the Student Advisory Leadership Board for the GSD program. And this is really a leadership program. And leadership is a word that's thrown around a lot. Our last class is called Global Leadership.
Perfect.
It is the capstone course. And it is a course that puts these young adults at the center of the experience.
Right.
And so also, though, Kayla, Malika, there's many others, there are actually 11 now. So I stopped having elections for the Global Leadership Board, the Student Advisory Board, and just allowed anyone who wants to serve to come to the meetings. And so these programs that you're hearing about, that Kayla was talking about earlier, these are developed through students. And I just become someone who can help organize and be a facilitator. The care and compassion comes from them. And so that's kind of how I see ourselves too, that global isn't necessarily just about, again, outside of the United States, but it means that students are seeing themselves as key components already in the world, not learning to act later, but acting now. And I see that every week or so when we have a meeting with these students, I'm on the edge of my seat watching them interact, watching them collaborate and organize and plan these events that all PD students are welcome to come to.
It's as it should be.
It is. Really, it's beautiful. It's a really beautiful way of seeing education.
Are there things about the program that you would say are keeping people away? Does it seem overwhelming? Does it seem like it's not for me for certain? Like, what are you hearing from other students about what your experience has been and maybe what their experience has been?
I feel like there's a whole misconception about the entire Global Studies program for some people. Some people think of it as just doing stuff just to get into college, and it's just something to put onto your resume. And I mean, I think that's completely untrue, because I've learned a lot more through this program, and I've had so many more opportunities because I've been in it, and I've gotten to go to a lot of different speakers and just taking classes and all this stuff. And it's helped me as a person grow, I feel like, and my greater understanding of the world has grown. And I feel like all these people who are just like, who don't really understand what it stands for, it's hard to really like kind of pop their bubble and kind of make them like realize that, like, no, this is like actually like for learning, for like promoting intellectual curiosity. And it's hard, but I mean, yeah,
it takes a lot of time.
Yeah,
it takes some planning. And as you said earlier, Kayla, you also have an interest in science. And so maybe there's a perception that global and science are not compatible, because there isn't enough time in the day for both.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have the misconception that the GSD curriculum is too overwhelming to fit anything else in your schedule. A lot of people think that, oh, my schedule is going to be completely overtaken by GSD classes. Right. I'm not going to have time to take what I want to take. And speaking from experience, I would also say that's definitely not true. As someone who's really tried to get both the GSD curriculum and STEM curriculum into her schedule, I mean, it's definitely been challenging. It's definitely been challenging, but it's something that you can accomplish with just planning. And I've had less study halls, but I've learned more And I think the program is definitely what you make of it. I think that if you go into the program thinking that, oh, this is just something I'm going to put on my resume, you may not get a lot from it and you might end up not staying in it the whole time. But I also think the program does a great job of really encouraging its students to look for those opportunities outside of the classroom and find ways to think from a global perspective, even if it's in your science classroom. That's part of the thing that sparked our genetic engineering discussion last year was Malika and I and a few other students just from being in science classes, we actually learned about genetic engineering in AP Bio. And then we thought, wow, this could be a great discussion to have because it's such a prominent issue worldwide now. And so I think that curriculum, whether it be STEM or whether it be global, I think that they're incorporated in more ways than students think. And I think GSD can really help show them that.
Well, I'm certainly feeling that way. As a language teacher, I feel like global is something that is valued around here, but hopefully no matter what you teach, no matter what you study or what you're interested in, you feel like it's all part of a bigger puzzle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get to the important question, enchiladas or bang bang? Spencer, you first.
I'm definitely a bang bang guy. Yeah. I've heard it's actually bang bang today, so.
So we need to wrap this up. Is what you're saying.
I think we've got a little bit of time before lunch starts. But
Spencer, do you get enough shrimp when you order the bang bang?
It depends the day. Okay. Sometimes you'll get a good full scoop of the rice, and then they'll throw a full scoop of the shrimp on top, and that's the best day. But occasionally, you only get half scoop of the shrimp, and
You know, if you want to speak up for something else, like say pizza or the salad bar, that's okay too.
I mean, I don't know. I'm usually a lunch bringer. I don't buy super often, but on those bang bang days, sometimes I have to go to the dining hall, get myself some shrimp.
I'm surprised Spencer didn't go for the bratwurst day.
Myself,
I'm an enchilada guy. And in fact, I can't understand anyone who would not get the enchiladas that day, even those who want to be healthier. You know, even the vegans, I think, should just drop it for a day.
Well, that's another episode. Obviously, so that's a whole other show, but we will plunge into. I really appreciate you guys talking today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck in college.
Thank you so much.
Too soon to say that.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jeremiah, for coming.
My college will be great.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining us today to hear it all straight from the horse's mouth, our spirited official school podcast. Be sure to join us again to hear the voices of our global PD community in future episodes. You can find episodes and more information at providenceday.org/podcast.